The 2018 Expo Jamaica Trade Show has come and gone, but the successes of the event linger on. The best of authentic services and Jamaican products made from materials grown in Jamaican soil, manufactured by Jamaicans at world-class standards, were on display at the recently held trade show at the National Arena and Indoor Sports Center. The business and consumer event was hosted by the Jamaica Manufacturers and Exporters Association, JMEA, in collaboration with the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO.
This expo was the epitome of innovation, showcasing the creative talent and entrepreneurial spirit of Jamaicans, especially our young entrepreneurs. It was an atmosphere of excitement amongst the almost 600 buyers, 250 of whom were from 26 countries. Feedback from the participants is that the level of professionalism and the first world presentation was unprecedented. In the past, there were lots of exchange of contact information with orders to come in weeks and months. Not this year. Deals were cut right there on the expo floor. One major manufacturer closed deals for 6 containers, all new business.
Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Audley Shaw. Dominic Allen is the CEO of Control IT, the developers of the discount and rewards e-commerce platform Bucket. He says the expo was a great launching pad for the business.
All our flyers are gone. While people are in our booth, they're downloading application. What do Jamaicans love? Freeness, saving money, making money. And food.
Minister Audley Shaw also lauded another first-time exhibitor who launched their InstaPerk percolated coffee brand at the trade show.
We saw packaging innovations in the coffee industry, which will allow consumers to have a coffee percolator in a bag, literally. Not a plastic bag, by the way.
We caught up with several exhibitors at the trade show who gave feedback on the event.
This year, I think, has been very, very good in terms of business prospects.
Sales and Marketing Director of Seaboard Jamaica, Corrine Williams.
A lot of persons are in need of the services that we have.
Administrative Director of Lithomedia Printers, Merle Baldwin.
We're getting a bit of traction from this expo, the best expo that we have been to so far.
Managing Director of Jamaica Bedding, Errol Lewin.
Manufacturing in Jamaica is alive and well and growing.
Chief Credit Officer of Loan Administration at Exim Bank, Charles Lewis.
It has brought exposure. It has really been exciting.
Marketing Officer for Microloan Entity First Union Financial Group, Tina Lee Gooden. And it appears it was an amazing experience for the thousands of patrons who attended the expo.
People really came out this year. I love how the spaces are curated with our own, you know, fruits and vegetables and sweeties.
This is one of the biggest crowds I've ever seen.
Excellent.
The show was fantastic, totally amazing. It was all that I hope for, more professional and properly put together. Well done.
I brought my son so that he could see what is current, what is happening, for some stimulation and, you know, general exposure. I think the displays were very attractive and it was well organized.
Well, I find that everything that I've seen is something that can help to improve Jamaica and to help Jamaicans to be more involved in what's happening around the world that's coming into Jamaica, like 3D printing, for example.
The experience is great to learn about the different products from the different companies.
Director of Trade Mission and Trade Promotions at the JMEA, Paulette Roden, was also awarded for 35 years of sterling service with Expo Jamaica.
It was really a surprise and I really appreciate it.
Well, it sounds like the organizers, exhibitors and patrons all agree that Expo Jamaica 2018 did turn up. Be sure to look out and plan for the next staging in 2020.
Motorist, stay safe while using the toll road, now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling at the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.